When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Now that we got rid of that bag of bricks named Gareth. Hey, is JoJo in the studio?
She is. She's on phone!
Hi, JoJo, on the microphone this time.
Love. Hi, boys.
How are you?
How you been?
Great.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you for filling in today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm sorry I can't tomorrow. I would have moved things around, you know, if somebody would have communicated with me a little bit earlier.
Oh, if you knew before, like 2 minutes ago.
I love how you basically live in the boss's office and don't know.
No, I didn't. I didn't know until I was getting ready to leave yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, you know.
Well, thank you for moving things around for today. We appreciate you.
And happy birthday to Everly.
Oh, my God. It's been a week. You guys, she doesn't need me anymore, she told me.
Did she?
Yeah.
Why does your daughter not need you anymore?
She said, I'm five now. I can walk myself into school. I'm a big girl.
Oh, she's so independent. That's great.
Then I just cried in my car for about 15 minutes before I drove to work yesterday.
Courtney did the same exact thing to us when she got on the bus. Kelly, the first time she got on the bus, she waved, bye, mommy, bye, daddy, got on the bus. Courtney, the second child, gets on the bus and doesn't even look back.
No.
She just gets on the bus, sits down, doesn't look out the window. We're like, bye.
Yeah,
and then we're like, oh, it's over.
But you know what? Right then and there, you know you have an independent kid. That's a good thing.
It is.
That's a good thing.
I'm super happy for it.
It's just sad.
It was like just very shocking. It was so drastic. I said, girl, you've been five for less than 24 hours. Like, take it easy.
Aw.
How's the rest of your life doing? Everything's cool?
Everything's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking me.
That girl. Hmm. Oh, wait. Now it's been a week for her birthday so far? Like, she already turned five last weekend?
She turned on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
And so her party's this coming weekend?
Yes. Oh, my God.
How many five-year-olds? Or four-year-olds?
Guys, first of all, you have to invite every kid in the school. It's insane. Yeah. It's so much.
That's
unless
BS.
Somebody's feeling might be hurt. That's silly.
I have like 70 people.
Oh, my God.
And they're all going to show up?
Well, I mean, they RSVP, but you have a kid, you have parents, and then they ask to bring other kids. And
The parents being there is the worst.
What am
You're
I supposed
to do?
Yeah, because at five, you still have to have the parents kind of hang around. At like seven, it's a drop off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're having it out of place. Please tell me that.
We are, yes.
But wait a minute. You're saying it's a drop off. So 70 kids.
No, it's not a drop off now.
Not now, yeah.
At five, it's still the parents are going to.
But I'm saying it's seven, it is? What's the age?
Yeah, 70. Remember that time I told you the kids at the pool party? And the one heavy woman that was wearing the bathing suit that wasn't really a bathing suit. It was kind of like a sports bra, and she was dancing around, waiting to use my bathroom with a tampon in her hand. Remember that one?
Oh, my God.
I wasn't there.
That was like, no, I told Monica the story. We told it. Yeah, this woman, so Joseph, my son, invited her son, and then everybody else dropped off their kids. She showed up and stayed not only with the son that my son invited, but with her other three kids. And then proceeded to wear a bathing suit. She's a bigger woman, which fine, but it wasn't.
Yeah, what you got against bigger women?
No, it could. What I'm trying to say is, like, it was like a kind of like a sports bra. It wasn't a bikini. Maybe it was, but it was not holding her together at all. And then I'm walking downstairs in my own house, and I got this tray of food for the kids, and I'm trying to get out, and she's blocking my way out the door. And she's dancing around with her tampon in her hand, waiting because her kid is in the bathroom changing. It was a whole thing. So you can prepare yourself for that because that'll happen at some point. Something-ish.
Ugh.
But if there are seven and their parents are just dropping them off, then is JoJo responsible for 77-year-olds? Because I'm not.
No, she's...
It would be like... 20. Yeah, it'll be less kids.
27-year-olds, and it's just on you.
Well, I would have people there to help.
I'm sure her mom will be there, maybe her sister come in.
And not every parent will drop them off. You'll have some that'll stay.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't trust you.
But I'm really only doing like 5, 10, 13, like big birthdays where... Right. I'll do parties. But yeah, other than that, you can have like one or two friends. We'll go to a concert. There we'll do something fun. Sure. But this is for the birds, these birthday
parties.
Right,
it's exhausting. It's a lot.
God.
A lot of planning. Right.
Well, and you guys know me. Like, I'm worried, is there going to be enough food? Is there going to be enough drink? Like, so then I do too much and stress myself out.
Do you have alcohol for the adults?
I'm not allowed to bring it.
That's what flasks are for.
That's good, though. No problem. No problems. Tell them to bring their own. They'll sit out in the parking lot like it's a tailgate party.
I'll be out there with them.
And then they'll get their kids in the car all banged up and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, I'm not allowed any of that. So that's good. That's one less thing I have to worry about. But yeah, it'll be fine. But I just, kids.
So things are good?
So things are good. I'm just,
he's warming you up for something. I feel like.
I feel like there's a hook.
Yes, something's
there's
coming.
A fishing line.
Always with this man.
Second time
you said so things are good.
I just want to know maybe how things are going. I know she had a coffee with a friend of mine.
Oh, we're back on that. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I'm a little offended because I did not hear about this, and
I was curious to see how that's, if there's a spark, a kindling.
Well, I know that you talked to him, so you have answers.
I actually hadn't spoken to him. I actually hadn't spoken to him until yesterday, and I asked him if there was anything happening, and he said I hadn't heard from her. She got her daughter's birthday party, so now that you're in the studio, I can get some answers. That's all. I'm not even really looking for answers. I'm just like looking to see how'd the coffee go. Is everything cool? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you like him?
Like, listen, watching you.
What did you just snort?
I'm watching you on TV. Of course you did. No. Yes. What? We had a lovely coffee meet and greet.
Mm-hmm. Went well?
Yes.
What did you guys talk about?
Life. Ourselves.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The get to know stuff.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
How long was the coffee conversation from when you got there to when you went home?
Good question.
Well, I actually did it on my way into work because my schedule is...
So it's morning call.
Time limit.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so he's very patient and understanding about my schedule and my priorities. And we keep in touch and are working on hopefully seeing each other again in the future.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, that's wonderful. And that makes my heart happy. But here's the thing. So this... While you weren't around, this kind of conversation had come up. And I was taking credit for being the love match maker that I am, right?
Oh, okay.
And Monica was yelling and screaming at me like I had nothing to do with it.
If they hit it off, then it is not anything to do with you whatsoever at all. It's their
personalities. Of course it is. She wouldn't even have known if it wasn't for me. And versi vice.
Apparently, we met when you guys were down here for the Giants game.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Now
well, I don't know that we necessarily. Yeah, I don't know
Hold
that
on
we.
A second.
I don't
exactly
know that we met,
Right.
In this game.
I had introduced you the same time I introduced him to Monica. And then that was that. And then when you were on the air the last time, you started asking some questions. And I said, tab A meets slot B. And hopefully you guys, well, not in the sexual way, but hopefully you guys
so
would go off.
I'm the slot.
No.
You're such a slot.
Clearly you haven't spoken to him all that much.
I'm the slot.
No. But I'm glad. I'm glad there was a...
Yeah,
he's
a very nice guy.
Would you, for the love of Christ, just say, JP, you are the best. Thank you so much for doing this.
I don't want that. See, how about you mind your business, woman? That's not what this is about.
What it feels
this
like.
Is about wanting to know if my friends are... happy getting to know each other. That's all.
Yeah, your friends are friends. And we'll see. Yes. It's
not going to get married tomorrow. Like, they just literally had coffee for a second.
Yeah.
Do you see yourself kissing them?
Oh. I will say this, and JoJo, you cannot deny this. A girl knows upon meeting almost instantly, if not 5 to 10 minutes into it, if you would want to kiss the person or not.
The guy knows that too.
Okay, then people.
We
know
you hold all the cards. Mm. I'm just saying. I'm not saying did you. I'm just saying could you see something like that happening?
Sure.
Okay. There you go. See, now we're off and running. I'm feeling good about things.
I have another question. Did you feel pressured to say yes because said person might be listening and you don't want to hurt feelings?
No. I like this game. No. No, I will always be honest, and I feel like I've been honest. I mean, obviously, I would never want it to be weird or uncomfortable for anybody, right. Because we're all friends here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just, you know, my life is a little, right now.
Hectic.
Yes.
Right.
So I just have to.
It's hard to picture adding someone in there for.
Yeah. And we talked about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he wasn't aware that I am a single parent and bear the responsibility. And yes, there will be a time when it's a little bit easier. But right now there's just a lot going on. And
right.
I'm just trying to figure it all out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you ask him if he wants to come over and play makeup?
Right.
Oh, that would
get his nails done by your daughter.
Oh, that's sweet. That won't happen for a really long time.
You might be able to get him to babysit if you play cards right. Just saying.
No, nobody meets her for a long time. Nobody of that capacity would meet her for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Smart.
You don't want to just introduce people into your life.
Smart.
I know I'm a slot, but I can't.
I was going to say that would make you a slot.
You don't want to bring in a lot of different tabs.
I don't want to do that to me. Correct.
Right. So what
tab
was the
after tab? You can't have that.
Was there any one part of the conversation during coffee that made you go, I like.
There are probably several points. Oh, I don't.
Several is good.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, listen, there.
He's a Renaissance man, that Doug. You know that, right?
In what capacity?
Oh. Careers. He's a retired cop.
Oh, yes.
He was doing the pizza thing for a while. He was working for the airlines for a little while. He picked up a camera and now turned the camera into an amazing career.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a Renaissance. He's a catch, Joe. I'm telling you.
I know.
You both are.
Well, him probably more than me. But thank you.
Good. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you
thank
seem happy.
You. I'm so glad that you played Cupid for this thing.
Thank you.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Brett said earlier too. Will and after thanking him for setting this up, will you yell at him or unthank him for if things don't work out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course.
No,
because it'll probably be him yelling at me for ruining it.
Here's the one thing I can promise
that's
you.
Great.
One thing I can promise you. You will not be mistreated.
Yeah, I totally get that vibe.
I can promise you that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be you screwing it up.
That's what I'm saying. I'm fully aware. I probably have already told him that as well. So,
see, you can talk about apps. Everybody can talk about apps all they want. This is the way I think a lot of people meet.
Tell your friends.
For real, right. All the time, through like human connection and like this process. This
right.
Going for a cup of coffee, thinking about it. Maybe it won't work. Like this is so real life than swiping. And then finding the guy, oh, this guy scuba dives like me. Oh, okay, that can work. You know what I mean? It's so like surface.
Yeah.
This is the real stuff.
Yeah.
I love it. I like it. Thanks, JoJo, for letting us have like an inside look.
Oh, my God. Of course. You can always ask me whatever you want.
Coming up next, we'll get to Monica's running with a muscled man flirting with her and how she turned him away.
Oh, my.
Well, I didn't hear about this, so this will be good.
Well, stick around, Roger.
She didn't share that with you?
JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.